After I went to work in the boiler shop as a boilermaker helper, and then I worked my way up to a welder. And I can say I worked in every department on the smelter. As a welder, everything was steel up there. You know, to have a job in the tank house or in the up on the stack or down on the reverbs. But I was working up on the around the stack because the main flue was covered with steel. Okay, sometimes these plates would wear out or fall into the main flue. You'd have to replace them. Mm. So I was working up there one day, and of course you only had a half hour for lunch. So I'm looking around, and I hurry up and ate, and I started to climb the stack. I knew where the ladder was, you know. And, I won't move now, but I was going to show you a picture of the stack. It had a little box out on the side, which was a weather station.
Okay.
That was up so far. And a guy climbed up there every day or every other day and got the reports out of there. So I'm climbing up there, and I got to the weather station, and I got my breath, and I went a little farther, and I thought, I don't have time to go much farther, because it was during my lunch hour. You know, I had to be back at 12:30, back on the job. So I just looked around. Boy, talk about a view from up there, you know. You could see everything. So, and each step was embedded in the bricks. And, of course, on the outside was another railing in case you fell. You know, you wouldn't fall. You grab one of them. Coming down was just as bad as going up. You know, I had to look down. So had to be back to work. But I didn't tell many people about that.
But guys climbed it pretty regular for maintenance or for, like you say, the weather.
No, the local people up on the smelter, that's as far as they ever went, was up to the weather station.
Okay.
But about every 2 or 3 years, they brought a guy in here, I forget his name, and he would climb to the top and inspect. And they had riggings and a crane, like a winch to run the cables back and forth. And he would inspect it. He'd go from one section of the stack, and then he'd go down. He'd go back up, and then he'd come down and inspect the brick and patch them.
Yeah.
When they finished building that stack, inside was scaffolding, all made out of wood. There was also an elevator in there. When they finished it, the elevator was still running, and my mother rode that elevator to the top of the stack. They took several people up at a time. That was one of the things you could, I don't know if they had to pay or what, but she got in on that. Of course, she didn't get out and walk around or anything, but the top of the stack was wide enough to where you could run a team of horses around it, that wide.